Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, and this is the Maggie Dawn Show. Hope you've had a good week thus far, and if you're recovering from the floods here in southeastern Wisconsin, we've got all kinds of resources for you that will be available in the show notes from today's episode. We talked extensively about those resources in the first hour. Please feel free to check out those resources at civicmedia.com/shows. Just find today's show for August 14th. We'll have links to all of that there, as well as the phone number for the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance, which is 1-800-236-8517. That's 1-800-236-8517. If you are having issues with your homeowner's insurance policy, you can also send complaints related to same to ocicomplaints@wisconsin.gov. Other breaking news this afternoon. This one almost made me chuckle out loud. Marathon County District Attorney Kyle Mayo announced just moments ago that Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney will serve as special prosecutor in the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation case concerning the removal of a ballot drop box by the mayor. Remember that? In the city of Wausau on September 22nd, District Attorney Mayo requested a special prosecutor be appointed due to conflicts of interest and to ensure full transparency and impartiality. Don't y'all hope that DA Toney will give it an actual objective look? But somehow, I don't know. This is the guy that ran against Josh Call. I'm not entirely sure we're going to get that from District Attorney Eric Toney out of Fond du Lac County. I hope for that, but I'm not quite certain of that at all. In other breaking news, on the national level, Texas Democrats have signaled that they are poised to end their redistricting walkout. We've got a new entrant into the Wisconsin gubernatorial race. Beer vendor at AmFan Field and Milwaukee area native Ryan Sternod has announced his bid as a Democrat for the governor's office in 2026. His campaign website indicates that he was a member of the Republican Party until 2001. His campaign website includes the following as his platform: improve the working class in Wisconsin. Healthcare administration will be on a tight leash. Working on the environment with common sense, backing the police, making every block a livable one, quality education, and support for pro-choice. Governor Evers implemented pay raises for state employees as approved in the biennial budget, giving workers a 3% pay raise bump starting in September. And of course, those Milwaukee Brewers just en fuego right now. 12 wins in a row. The free burger giveaway at George Webb will be from 2 to 6 p.m. on Wednesday, August 20th, taking place at all 23 George Webb locations across the state. Vouchers for a free burger will also be available starting Friday, August 15th at all locations for those that, quote, want to savor the moment and enjoy a delicious George Webb hamburger at a later date. That's super cool. Also, what is happening right now in celebration of those 12 wins in a row, the Brewers are selling discounted tickets, $12 tickets right now for the four-game series coming up against the Arizona Diamondbacks from August 25th to 28th. This is a flash sale. It ends tonight at 11:59 p.m. You can get those tickets for $12. I always argue that baseball is the last professional sport that's actually affordable to take a family to these days, even more so when the flash sale is going on. $12 tickets available exclusively on the Brewers website until 11:59 today. They also announced today a special Bob Uecker tribute game. Some feel the hand of Bob Uecker at the back of our hometown brew crew this entire season. That tribute game is going to be August 24th. And last but not least, on the topic of the Brewers, I'm super excited to announce that Brewers CEO Rick Schlesinger will be joining the Maggie Dawn Show for the second time next Wednesday, August 20th at 5:30. Rick will join us again next Wednesday, August 20th at 5:30. If you are enjoying the season as much as I am, if you think we've got the miracle happening here in Milwaukee with our brew crew, put that on your calendar and be sure to tune in with us. I'm sure it'll be a great conversation with Rick. But let's get on. I've been saving this topic for a while, and I wanted to engage with all of you about this because as an economist and as a lawyer, and as someone who is pro-business, I consider myself a centrist Democrat. I want the economy to work for working people, for all of us. And I want it to work for businesses. I want businesses to be operating on a fair playing field, both within the United States and beyond. But it's my opinion, and I think with each passing day, it becomes more and more clear that Donald Trump is the most anti-business, anti-free market, anti-capitalistic, anti-freedom, and anti-fairness president in modern American history. And over the last 2 weeks, that has become all the more clear. And I want to talk about all of these different indicators of Donald Trump failing in this way. And so my meta point that I'm going to give you the punchline up front, and then I want to explain and extrapolate out all of the reasons that this is very obviously and evidently true, is this. Listen, a typical rationale for folks that vote Republican is because they're pro-business. It's my opinion, and I'm going to make an argument this afternoon to each and every one of you, and I invite you to participate, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Is that is no longer a reason for a person who may have considered themselves a conservative or a Republican to continue to support the president. He's simply not a business-friendly president in any way, shape, or form. He's not a guy that believes in free markets. He's not a fan of Friedrich Hayek or Milton Friedman or any free market capitalist. Now, you may think that Democrats aren't either, and we've talked about that extensively on this program, and I think Democrats need to do a much better job explaining to people how they are very much pro small business and growing business, very much pro-consumer, that Democrats deeply understand that this economy is driven by small and medium-sized businesses and consumers buying the products and being able to afford to buy the products that those businesses sell. The Democrats don't want to see people not do well. We want to see more people do better. We want to see more people able to retire, more people with greater wealth. That is what Democrats are about. But the debate today, or my discussion today with each and every one of you, is not going to go on that angle. It's going to directly attack any conception that Donald Trump is a pro-business president. He's not. He's anti-competition. He is anti-free markets. He's an anti-capitalist. And he's certainly not about freedom when it comes to business or fairness writ large. And accordingly, anyone who has supported Donald Trump in the past or currently still does on any kind of rationale that relates to economic reasons or pro-business reasons, if you continue to do so, you're lying to yourself. So let's get into it. I want to hear from you all this afternoon, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And I'm going to read you a quote to start this afternoon's discussion, probably for much of this entire hour, though we're working on a very special guest, potentially right before we close out the show. I want to read this quote because this is the cue up. This is the first of the bookends of the breaking news this past week that wraps up and I think puts the cherry on top of my argument Sunday that Donald Trump is an anti-business, anti-free market president. Here's the quote. Totalitarianism in power invariably replaces all first-rate talents, regardless of their sympathies, with those crackpots and fools whose lack of intelligence and creativity is still the best guarantee of their loyalty. Donald Trump is anti-merit. He is anti-meritocracy, anti-competition. He is not about picking the best and the brightest. He's not about supporting businesses. He is only and ever about finding the lackeys and the sycophants who will enable him to pick winners and losers, both in society and in business, and picking winners and losers, the head of state picking winners and losers, well, folks, that ain't capitalism. So let's get into the detail here. First and foremost, I think we need to start with the fact that Donald Trump has attacked research, independent research, and universities across the board in this country. And when you do that, you are aiming squarely at one of this country's biggest economic advantages. We are one of the leading research nations in the world. That research is largely driven by both universities and the private sector. But those universities and the private sector and the businesses they're in, they interact, they talk with one another. And when you undermine university-based research, by definition, it will make it more expensive, more time-consuming for private sector businesses to achieve innovation and market leverage, market advantage. When you couple that, again, with Donald Trump's decision that certain language or certain research areas are verboten, not based on, again, objective independent science or statistics, but based on his selection of winners and losers, that hampers U.S. innovation. And I don't care what industry you're talking about. Secondly, Donald Trump has effectively gutted the Federal Trade Commission. He's cut their funding. He's attacked their regulatory structure. He's also done so in the Securities and Exchange Commission. And what the Federal Trade Commission and the Securities and Exchange Commission, as well as the Antitrust Division of the Department of Justice, do is ensure that entrepreneurs and small and medium-sized businesses aren't squeezed out of our economy by monopolies or businesses that would be monopolies if they could just squash the little guy. Donald Trump wants to pick winners and losers in business, and he has no interest in busting up massive monopolies that drive up prices for every single thing that middle class and working people and families need to buy in this country. We're going to have to take care of a little bit of business. I'm going to come back on the other side. I'm going to give you some of those statistics about consolidation across some of our country's most important industries. And again, keep in mind, Donald Trump, he's gutted every single federal agency that tries to ensure a fair playing field for small and medium-sized businesses. And when it comes to the mega corporations, he's just picking the ones he likes best. That ain't capitalism. I continue this discussion of why Donald Trump is the most anti-business and anti-freedom president in modern American history on the other side. Don't go anywhere.